Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The Bob Cordaro Show Podcast.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:09 and change here in the great Northeast. This beautiful Wednesday, November 12, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he. It's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and his great restaurant, Aterra 519, helping the UNC with 10% of your receipts tonight, we honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like the veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today thanks to John, like August Walzer of Orfield, Curtis Fratamico, West Scranton, and Norton Greening, late of Voorhees, New Jersey, but from Scranton and Dixon City. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order, this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising a sanctuary of sanity for the balance of the morning. That's what we do. That's what we offer. Someone said it's the Festivus celebration, but no, it's actually the Club for Common Sense. And in the Sanctuary of Sanity, we are not kind with those who lie to us, those who are fools, and those who hate this country. We're just not, we have no gentility toward them whatsoever, period. Hey, well, my man Rob O'Donnell, you know he's got the show 3 to 6 every day. It is beyond worth a listen. It's worth hanging around with him. And he is with us now. He's got a little story that he is into, and he is with us now, our friend Rob O'Donnell. How are you, Rob?
Thanks for having me, Bob. How are you doing today on this Festivus occasion, I guess?
I guess every day is Festivus. Somebody, one of the listeners told me, and I can't stop laughing about it. Well, Rob, you've been looking into a little bit of an instance of voter fraud. Tell us what's happening.
Well, while I was doing the show on Election Day, I started to come across information that there was a person working as the judge of elections in West Scranton that was writing their own name on ballots and telling voters to vote for them because they're doing the job of judge of elections anyway. One of those voters posted on social media and complained. I started seeing this. Both him and his girlfriend received these ballots with this pre-filled in name. Now, the bubble wasn't filled out, but the name was. And when he questioned it, the person working as the judge of election says, yeah, that's me. I'm doing the job, so please vote for me. I reached out to the director of elections, Beth Hopkins, at Lackawanna County, not because of the incident, because this individual provided an email from Beth Hopkins that he complained and saying, hey, is it legal for someone working at the polls to fill out my ballot with a name as a write-in and ask me to vote for them? Her response, her official response to this voter who was defrauded was, we told her she can't do that anymore. And I found that more abhorrent than anything in this matter. And I asked her to verify the email. To this day, she has not responded back to me.
Stop committing election fraud. Oh, Lord.
You know, since then, I started digging into this because my concern is if this person working as the judge of elections continued, because there was about almost 3 hours left of the election when I was made aware of this and reached out to Beth Hopkins. If this person was allowed to work those remaining 3 hours and do her job as the judge of elections, which is collect, secure, and deliver the ballots that she was writing her name on, Bob, to the county office, I have a big problem with that.
It's like with a lot of these people, making it up would sound better than the reality.
Listen, the simple official response from the director of elections for Lackawanna County to this voter is, thank you for bringing this attention. We've immediately removed this individual. We're going to investigate and refer to the proper authorities. Now, we have since found out that they did refer this to the Lackawanna County District Attorney, and the District Attorney has a choice here. This could even be felonies or misdemeanor charges in this case. And we're waiting to see that, and I respect that investigation. But that does not negate the negligence of the director of elections, because if she's willing to admonish possible felonies and misdemeanors in this case, what else in the past has she admonished that we don't know about?
Well, it's ballot fraud, right? I mean, obviously.
It is tampering with a ballot. I've listed laid out the crimes, the specific crimes under election law. Again, it could be either a felony or misdemeanor, depending on which way the district attorney wants to go with this. But again, now that this person who was doing this was made aware by Beth Hopkins, because she said in her email that we told her she can't do this, what if she decided as she was securing this election after it was all said and done, oh my God, they caught me, I got to get rid of these ballots, and start pulling out the ballots that she wrote her name in? Now, the machine, the tally machine, would show the discrepancy and differences, but she would still be facing the same felony or misdemeanor charges if she did that, and then all these voters would be disenfranchised because their votes would be missing. But this story even gets worse, if you could believe that, Bob.
Go ahead.
while digging into this, because it's my understanding that Beth Hopkins may have given a different take to her superiors who asked what went on here. She's been told that this person was immediately removed, that she sent a sheriff immediately. That's not the case. My sources tell me that a sheriff was indeed sent and told her to stop doing this or she would be removed. So that's a big difference. And I'm finding out now that the assistant director of elections, the person right under her, was removed from office a few days before the election for misconduct in a county facility that was caught on camera that no one was ever told about, and to this day still isn't known to the public.
Fascinating. Well, you're going to hit all this today. You're waiting for some responses before your program, and you're going to take the story where it leads, right?
That's the way it goes, Bob. I've given the director two chances now. When the email was sent, this egregious email, where, hey, we simply told her to stop, and now asking her to make a comment on the assistant director of elections that was removed, if they'd like to make an official comment on that matter. If not, I have enough information to tell that story today at 3 o'clock.
Do they, maybe they don't know that they're dealing with a New York City detective? Did they forget
that? Yeah, that too. But you know what, Bob? If this information is coming across my desk, it has to be coming across other media sources, be it print or TV. And how they ignore a story like this, how they just say, we don't want to make Lackawanna County look in a bad light because of who may be in charge or who may not be in charge. This is news the people, the voters, the taxpayers need to know.
Rob O'Donnell Show, 3 o'clock today. He'll be exploring it even more in depth. Rob, thanks for the heads up on the whole story, and we look forward to hearing more about it at 3 o'clock.
I appreciate you having me, my friend.
All right. Rob O'Donnell, our 3-6 guy. It's funny. I mean, it's crazy. But it's true. I don't know. Well, we'll see. We'll see. By the way, I like a lot of the people involved, but Rob's on the case, and he's going to stay on the case. We'll take a break on the Bob Cadaro Show. We'll return, a little music, a little history, but first, let's hear from our great sponsors.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Craig Morgan, Paradise, and this continuing Veterans Day celebration on the Bob Cadaro Show. We're back, and something struck me this morning. I heard it on the morning show, which is a ridiculous apologist for Mayor Many Names, Paige Cognetti. Now, here's what the story's about. This is absolutely incredible. Okay? It says neonatal ICU is set for GCMC, which is Geisinger Community Medical Center. Now, that's where the original neonatal center was, the NICU. My cousin Anthony was there for weeks and weeks, way back when, you know, 30-some-odd years ago. We lost that, and it's down at another Geisinger facility. They're considering opening one up here, which is essential. Now, it says Cognetti to propose zoning changes to aid future expansion of the CMC. She's the one who opposed it. because the neighbors were up in arms, and I get it, it's your homestead, it's where you live. She opposed the expansion and the zoning changes. And everybody ignored it then, at least the lousy, horrible newspapers did. And now they're saying she's the one who's going to propose zoning changes, which she opposed before her election. You can't make this up. You cannot make up how phony Paige Cognetti is. You can't even make it up. You'd say to yourself, no, that's not possible. A normal person, you're sitting there. You weren't paying attention. You didn't know that Cognetti was pretending she was for expansion and we need it and greater health care and all, you know, with pieces and her hands moving. And you would not know it, that she turned on them because of neighborhood pressure, voter pressure, and opposed their expansion. Now she's favoring it, and she's going to push it, and the newspaper prints it as though she's normal. Mayor Paige Gebhardt Cognetti confirmed Monday her administration is proposing zoning changes in the area to accommodate the facility's physical expansion and help address the region's pronounced health care needs. The administration's forthcoming proposal. Now, it should say right in there, which she opposed prior to her re-election. It's expected to be introduced as ordinances at Thursday's city council meeting. It comes after a zoning battle in 2022 and 2023, which stymies Geisinger's previous expansion plans that were opposed by Mayor Cognetti and the three blind mice. Wow. By the way, just on a separate aside, three blind mice, our current council president, Smurl, Billy King, who's also leaving council, and Dr. Rothschild, doctor of physical therapy, Rothschild. They're the three blind mice. Now, I know Bill King to be a good guy, nice guy. I like him a lot. I've ran into people over the course of time and the election time said, Gerald Smurl's a good guy. And I said, you know what? I heard it from people who would know better. I don't know him. And I'm like, you know what? Good. You're still the three blind mice. So now, when Cognetti proposes it, after being against it, are you going to be for it? We're going to see. It's just frightening how these things go. Oh, so let me bring something up to bring it down, actually up a huge level. November 12th, Mother Teresa, St. Teresa. She says, never get discouraged. The good you do today will often be forgotten by tomorrow. Do good anyway. Discouragement doesn't come from God. He is there always at our side, encouraging us. Thank you, Mother Teresa. By the way, a bunch of people telling me, Mark Mayer, Mark Payne, and Murph, saying we're off the air for hockey. Yes, we are. I meant to mention it, but it was mentioned at news at the top of the hour. If you're listening on the app, you're getting a hockey game. It's what they play maybe twice a year in the morning, and we've got a contractual obligation to go to them. So if you live here, you got to go to the radio. Otherwise, Bulldog, there's another app they could go to, isn't there? I've heard there's another app you can go to. Somebody says, Bob, this is so rude. You're right in the middle of speaking. We'll see. Any event. Somebody, yeah, Bob, didn't Cognetti turn down the expansion for parking at CMC? Yeah, she's turned down their expansion. Oh, Lord. All right, let's go to Jake from Scranton. Hey, Jake, how are you?
Good, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing good. As usual, you know, confused.
I'm confused every day.
I had
of the week.
No idea that Mayor Cognetti, in addition to having many names and being a left-wing lunatic, is a gymnast.
Okay.
Yeah, she can flip. She can do backward flips.
Well, that's great. Yeah. That's great. That's good in the mayor. That's good in the mayor. But you know the thing, people in this area keep getting exactly what they vote for, though.
Yeah.
You know, Cognetti, and this was in the newspaper, in the Scranton Times, I think the last time she ran, where they were talking about Congress, was that one of her major campaign benefactors was Bill Scranton III. Mm-hmm. Now, why would Bill Scranton III have money involved in her mayoral campaign when he lives in Waverly and has nothing to do with the city? And it's simple. He's one of her backers to get her into Congress. And, you know, people don't seem to follow
these
things.
I don't know if that's true, and I'm going to tell you why. And I know Bill very well.
Okay.
Bill is, and it's a whole Scranton family, but Bill and his dad in particular, whom I knew very well, they're just public-spirited people. They're sometimes wrong, and I'll tell you, I'll be surprised if Bill is not disappointed with his initial support for Paige Cognetti. But I'd let him speak for himself. But he would have done it out of public spiritedness. I guarantee it.
Okay, well, yeah. You know, that's good to hear.
And by the way, when I lived in Dunmore, I was interested in the mayor of Scranton. Very interested in that race, always, because I knew it affected me.
Sure.
You know, now that I'm a Scrantonian, I go out of my mind with it.
Well, you should have never moved here, Bob.
Yeah,
you know, just one of those things.
I love the people of Scranton. I just don't like the way they vote.
Oh,
and they're making me suffer with them.
We have a state rep who wants to have flying cars. You know, and I heard that the other day on the news.
I know.
And I thought, you know what? We finally jumped the shark. It's done.
We have the Jetsons. Once this proposal comes out, our executive producer, Mr. Paul, has already sent to the Bulldog the Jetsons theme song. So we're ready for that proposal.
Could you imagine what the sky will be like? People can't even drive on roads.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? There'll be more deaths from falling cars than anything else.
Jake, now I'm 64. How old are you?
I'm 62.
All right. So when you watched the Jetsons then, right?
I love the Jetsons.
Didn't we think that maybe that we would be in flying cars by now?
Well, I don't know, to be honest with you. I remember seeing pictures of people who actually built flying cars.
Yeah.
And all they were cars with wings.
Yeah.
And they put a propeller on the back, and they looked kind of stupid.
James Bond,
but
yeah.
I wish it was the Jetsons, because it looks kind of fun. You know, living in a building in the sky, that looks kind of fun.
I know.
You know? But, I'm glad you threw that in about Scranton's and Cognetti, because I had my own thoughts, and, you know, that what you said makes a whole lot of sense.
I found Bill the Third and the father to be incredibly public-spirited people, always. And I disagreed with them on certain things at certain times. But in the main, I always knew they were coming from a place of true concern for the city that bears their name, by the way, and all of that. And I think that's where it came from. By the way, in the beginning, I'm thinking, I was not happy with her past record, because she abandoned the Scranton School District when some tough votes had to be taken. In other words, she took the appointment and then realizing, oh, wait a minute, this could get rough. I might actually have to make decisions. She left the school board. And then then I said, you know what? Looking at some of the people behind her, maybe they're right and I'm wrong. Well, I turned out to be right. She was a disaster.
Well, you know, it seems like this area has a way of electing people that like to quit when things get hard.
Yeah.
And which is another thing that absolutely makes me crazy, because it's all just people saying, he's a nice guy, I'm going to vote for him. I know his aunt, she's wonderful, I'm going to vote for him.
Yep.
And they don't look at what's happening to us.
Well, Jake, you know what? I came up with a saying that Frank Andrews and I used to say to each other when he would be coming in for the show. I said, hey, we are way past voting for people because we like them.
Yes, absolutely. All right, thanks for taking my call, Bob.
Thank you. Great pleasure. Right. We'll take a break. Bob Cordaro, WILK. Let's hear from our great sponsors. We've got a veterans tribute, and then the weather, and then a little ditty, and then you.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour. This day and every day, brought to you by our man John Basiliga. And today, we're featuring a Terra 519, the finest in fine dining anywhere. You got to go in to see the place and enjoy a cocktail and dinner, and you'll get what I'm saying. But on top of that, tonight, if you go, 10% of the proceeds will go to the United Neighborhood Centers program, which feeds over 1,800 families with children on Thanksgiving. 10% of your proceeds, your dinner ticket, going to that great cause. Curtis Fratamico. He was 76 when we lost him October 29th. He was from West Scranton. He died at the VA Medical Center in Plains after a long struggle with the effects of Agent Orange. His wife of 50 years, Diane, she died in 2020. Curtis Fratamico was born in Scranton. He was a Vietnam Army veteran, having served in country with the 26th Field Artillery and received the Vietnam Campaign, Vietnam Service, Army Commendation, National Defense, and Good Conduct Medals. He was a member of St. Peter and Paul Roman Catholic Church. He worked at Affiliated Foods as a dispatcher and retired as a manager for PennDOT. Curtis is survived by his daughter and caregiver, Renee, as well as his son, Peter. And Jason Zawadzki, who was like a son to him. He's also survived by six grandchildren and one great-granddaughter, in addition to other nieces, nephews, and family members. A victim of Agent Orange, Curtis Fratamico, our great veteran this hour, brought to you by John Basiliga and Aterra 519. 10% of your dinner ticket tonight goes to United Neighborhood Centers to feed the poor with children this Thanksgiving. Storm Tracker 16 forecast from meteorologist Allie Gallo. Today, cloudy with a few snow and rain showers, 44 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to 35. Thursday, some morning clouds and sprinkles, then sun in the afternoon, 46. Friday, partly sunny, 48 degrees. So I've been telling a bulldog, this is one of these little, I told the bulldog, I said, now bulldog, I said, Nancy leaves the weather from the morning. Unless there's an update, no need to waste another piece of paper. But the bulldog keeps bringing me this paper. Now, can you explain why you do that, bulldog? Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, just in case she forgets and throws it away.
Okay, fair enough.
And then this way I'm
belts preempted. And suspenders. Otherwise, it would be a nightmare if I didn't have, yeah. Yes. All right, fair enough. All right, let's go to our little ditty that we have planned here. Oh, you don't have one. All right. So, yeah. Somebody says flying cars are going to be more like helicopters, not requiring runways, more of an upward lift. But Jake from Scranton brings up a good point. These people could barely drive cars. How are they going to be driving these machines? Now, there's going to be self-driving. A lot of them are going to have to be. But I truly hope that they get into public transportation here, although I like my own. A little bit. So we have autonomous flying planes, flying cars, whatever you want to call it. By the way, Congressman Dan Muser coming up at 11:05. We're looking forward to that because it's fascinating. We could get him to preview the 4 o'clock vote, the afternoon vote in the House to reopen government, and then talk about a lot of other things. Man, crazy stuff. Oh, by the way, and this is why, no matter what, as bad as the newspaper is, it's like a stopped clock. They'll have a great story. Do you remember when we interviewed our friend on Friday? I think it was Friday. And they had an event planned for this 100-year-old by the name of Hodorowski. Well, they have it on the first page of the paper. And that little event is highlighted, and I love it, and thank you. And his wife, Florence, is going to be another, she's going to be 100 also. And a beautiful picture, touching, beautiful pictures on the front page, and a nice story. So there you go. But see, then you got to take criticism. Jeff Horvath wrote the story about the neonatal story. Did he ask Mayor Cognetti, well, isn't this exactly what you opposed just a month ago before your reelection? Crazy stuff. Anyway, there's an event taking place And our friends, Bobby Harrington and Mary Regina Perry, are involved with it. It is going to be benefiting the amazing Providence Pregnancy Center. And Jessica Frein is with us from the Providence Pregnancy Center. Jessica, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you?
Well, fantastic.
Good. Thank God.
You know, not everything goes my way, but other than that.
That's life.
I don't expect it to, you know, so that's okay.
That's right.
Hey, tell us about this event. Give us the who, what, where, and when, and then we'll talk a little bit about Providence Pregnancy Center as well.
Sure. Actually, this is an event that was organized by Mary Regina Perry and Bob Harrington.
Harrington.
Mm-hmm. And they put together the dinner for us. So we don't really have much to do with it other than we get to show up and all the proceeds will benefit the Pregnancy Center. It's at Sternest. And it's on Tuesday, November 18th at 6:00, and it's an Italian festival. So it should be good. Its donations are $30 per person. There's a discounted cash bar. And then even all the tips at the event go to Providence Pregnancy Center.
Now, so I don't know, Jessica, if you're an area native, but I've been going since I'm a little kid to Sterna's. And it is
really?
Truly one of the treasures of this area. So having it there for your benefit. And by the way, that's your hood, too. You're North Scranton people, the Providence Pregnancy
Center. Yeah, we're the hood.
Yeah.
That's right.
Absolutely love that fact. Well, Bobby Harrington and Mary Regina Perry, just they're great people. And they'll always find some important charity. They do a lot of things for the Lackawanna Association for the Blind. I'm so happy they're with the Providence Pregnancy Center and helping you guys out. Tell us about this amazing facility up in North Scranton.
Oh, it's just growing by leaps and bounds. We have, you know, our pregnancy center where we help moms who are pregnant, and then also, you know, a lot of moms that have just given birth, you know, so we, to qualify for our services, it's either you're pregnant or you have a baby under 6 months. But then we help with all the other children in the household as well. And we have a boutique where moms can come and shop and get for free. But they get clothing and diapers and car seats and strollers. And we have a social worker on staff to help with case management, to get them plugged into other resources in the community. So, you know, we work with all the other local nonprofits that, you know, to come together to kind of create a safety net for these moms so that they have all the support they need. We recently opened up our maternity home, Casa de Maria, which is it's actually the only maternity home in a 100-mile radius that allows mothers with other children to stay during a crisis.
So and that's huge.
Yeah.
Oh, is that huge?
It is huge, and we're getting inundated. So, you know, it was a soft open with these three bedrooms, but we're seeing that we're going to have to expand fairly quickly because we're getting referrals from Monroe County and Luzerne County.
Yeah,
because when a mother's in crisis in a domestic violence situation or facing homelessness, they really don't have any place to go. There's some temporary shelters, but a temporary shelter doesn't help. If you're 7 months pregnant, there's no chance you're going to get a job between the time of being 7 months pregnant and delivering the baby. So you need a longer term alternative, and that's where we're stepping in.
One of the things, Jessica Frein is with me. She's from the Providence Pregnancy Center. One of the things that you've stepped in is not only in prenatal care, but postpartum care for the mother and child. And that was a gap. There was nothing there.
That's right.
Certainly not as much.
Right. It's funny because you hear a lot of kind of opposing opinions about what, you know, the pro-life movement is about. And what we're doing here is actually everything that we're accused of not doing. We love the mom. We love the baby. We love the mom after the baby's born. We love the family. You know, so we hope that through that we're helping build these mothers up so that they become more independent and they see that they have, you know, people who really truly do care about them and their dignity. I mean, just recently, even yesterday, we had our first food distribution. So, you know, and this is families that are coming to us that the moms aren't even pregnant. They're coming with their children. And we had an incredible outpouring from all private people. We didn't get any, you know, food from organizations, but just private people stocked up our food pantry. And we served about 50 people, I'd say, yesterday here at the pregnancy center giving out groceries. So, you know, we'll do whatever it takes to support these moms in times of trouble.
Jessica Frein, how does someone get in touch with Providence Pregnancy Center?
Oh, you can go to our website is the easiest way, because from there you can get our phone number and email to contact us. It's ppcscranton.org. And we're always looking for volunteers in every capacity. So I always say that everyone has a gift they can share. So contact us if you're interested in getting, you know, becoming a part of this really grassroots organization that's local and it's helping local families. We would love to have you.
Absolutely love it. And Tuesday, next Tuesday, the 18th, 6 o'clock. Am I correct?
6 o'clock, yeah.
6 o'clock at Sterna's Restaurant up in North Scranton. A beautiful fundraiser, Italian fiesta. I don't know if fiesta is the right word, but Italian festival, whichever. The food will be good, I promise it. And the proceeds are going to go to Providence Pregnancy Center and all of the great work they do. Jessica Frein, thank you. And never hesitate to check in and just let us know what you're up to, okay?
Oh, you're awesome, Bobby. Thank you so much again. And as always, you're a great support. You're awesome. So thank you very much for all you do.
Thank you, Jessica Frein. Providence Pregnancy Center, doing God's work every day, Tuesday the 18th, Sterna's, 6 o'clock. Nice. The great Toby Keith, the late great, sad to say, Toby Keith, courtesy of the Red, White, and Blue, as we continue to celebrate Veterans Day here on the program. Hey, let's go right to the blower because we only got a minute or so. Bill from Pittston, how are you, my friend?
Doing good. Enjoying your show as always.
Thank you. We're off for a lot of people, we're off because of this hockey game, but it happens a couple times a year. But go ahead, my man.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw recently, Pope Leo just gave a private audience to Robert De Niro.
Oh, my God.
And they were very chummy with each other, too, but all smiles, and De Niro was just falling all over the Pope. And this guy is not supposed to be very politically minded, which I challenge his honesty. Let's say I don't like him. I try to give him a chance. I'm not impressed with him intellectually or theologically, and I won't go into that. It'd be too boring, too long, but anyway. The thing is, I'm not impressed by him at all. But he welcomes these people, between him and Francis, like Whoopi Goldberg, Colbert. And yet they treat the vice president very poorly, in my opinion. But yet they're not political. And even with that Dick Durbin situation, where he said you shouldn't judge the man on one instance because of support for abortion. Look at the overall
That statement was disgraceful by Pope Leo. I was really taken aback. One statement, an entire life of wanting to kill babies and more.
Yes. Yes. And he said, don't judge him by that. Look at the rest of his career. What? Keeping people an open border so we could be invaded? Should we celebrate that? As I said, this guy is not impressive at all. He does have a political agenda, whether he says so or not. And just to even look at his features in his face when
Hey, Bill, maybe they should have made his brother the Pope.
I would have preferred that.
Yeah, I just don't look to the Holy See for guidance on political questions, and yet they keep intruding into an area where they are not only 100% wrong, but they are woefully ignorant of truth, fact, and reality. I don't get it. I don't get it.
And now he's welcoming Hollywood types to come into the Vatican. He wants to inspire them and help work to promote faith somehow. But they were all liberals on that again, you know, and he was overjoyed from a guy that said he really wasn't that familiar with everything Durbin did. Come on. He's from Chicago.
Yeah.
He knows exactly what's going on. Either he's just ignorant or he's prevaricating.
Well, now let's give him some credit here. De Niro did play a priest in what was the movie set in Hell's
True
Kitchen?
Confessions.
Yes, that was a really good movie, and one of the parts I really liked him for. But yeah, he's become despicable. He really has.
One other thing, you see where Jack Schlossenberg is going to take Nadler? He's trying to run for Nadler's
seat. Yeah. Well,
that
congressional seat is lost to reality anyway. I mean, if they kept voting for Jerry Nadler, you know the people that live in that district are really stupid.
Yeah. But it's just following that whole thing, you know, with New York liberals. And Schlossenberg's really, really odd. I've saw some of his podcasts. Very strange guy. I don't think he's normal.
Well, you can't be too normal if you're a lefty. What are you going to do? Hey, we got to go, my man, but thank you, Bill. Always a pleasure.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you.
Bacardo Jewelers tells us that Bacardo Jeweler watch time is 11:02 and change. You know what that means? Time for the news with Brian Hughes. We'll be back after that.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.